Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What fun is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Hello, Monday only listeners. Hi there, hope you had a nice St. Patrick's Day for yourselves. Well, you might have thought Ken's Eric Lamella Rabona bashing, which you first heard during the Free to All podcast at the beginning of the week, would have dissipated over the course of the next few days. I'm afraid that's where you're sadly mistaken. Hi, Murph.
Hey, Owen. How's it going?
Good. It's going well, I should say, to be grammatically correct.
Yes, this Lamella Rabona thing, like a tropical storm, Owen, it only picked up speed at the exact moment where you thought it was going to die off. No, it actually increased in strength and velocity.
Much like an Eric Lamella Rabona itself, you could say, Murph, into the bottom corner. Here's Ken on Tuesday.
What are you doing that over and over and over in training? Stop doing that. That's not what your training should be. You shouldn't waste all your training doing, perfecting the art of the Rabona such that when the moment, on the vanishingly rare occasion, when the situation actually arises in a game, it's the most natural thing in the world for you to suddenly just pull out the Rabona and everyone else is like, what? Like it wouldn't have occurred to anybody else. Everybody's standing around like Oprah. What? It wouldn't have, no one else would have been able to think of it in that moment, apart from somebody who had done so many Rabonas and so many training sessions that it had become second nature to him. Now, what I'm saying is, that's a waste of a career.
And there was more like that on Wednesday. In fairness, we kept feeding him, but his hunger for bashing this one-trick pony never fully abated over the few days. We spent our St. Patrick's Day talking GAA with Oisín McConville in the wake of the news that sports teams in Northern Ireland can go back training in limited numbers from April the 12th. Thing is, not everybody in Ulster GAA wants their members going back. The Tyrone chairman, Michael Kerr, for example, rejected calls. This was before that announcement was made that it's a live thing now and that they're going to be going back on April 12th. But before that, he rejected calls for GAA action to resume in Northern Ireland ahead of the Republic of Ireland. It's a 32-county organisation and it must stay united, which is a sentiment that some others appear to share. Oisín has a very different view on all this.
A 32-county Ireland and how that has played out over the last year seems to me more like a fanciful notion now than it does as a practical thing and something that's workable. And I think now it's very much like you're on the pitch and you're playing it as you see it. And how I see it right now is that the most important thing is that whatever area jurisdiction, which happens to be us, gets the go ahead, then I think it's important that we the onus is on us to go ahead and do that and to not feel any guilt or feel that, you know, we're not entitled to it because we are. Because if I can think of all the heartache and the hardship all through the years, if this is our little slight win, if you like, then we'll take it all day long.
A bit of cultural identity chat with Oisín on St. Patrick's Day, Murph. I quite enjoyed that, I must say.
Yeah, and I mean, as we were discussing with Oisín in the piece, you know, this idea that, oh, you know, the Ulster Gael couldn't be seen to be a man or a band or a group of people apart. I mean, it's ridiculous in so many ways, but it's also ridiculous because over the course of this COVID pandemic, we have seen different units of the GAA treated differently. Like Leash and Offaly were in lockdown for a number of years. We weren't talking as if it was a 32 county organization. Therefore, Leash, we have to stand with our brothers and sisters in Leash and Offaly and Kildare. It would be ridiculous to do that. They were under a specific set of lockdown restrictions at that time. So the other counties just moved on. But of course, it's different in Ulster. As with many things, it's different up there.
Yeah. Leash and Offaly, you did say they were in lockdown for a number of years there, which, I mean, it might have felt like it to them, yeah, but...
I think it was probably months. On mature reflection, though, I may have misspoken there.
The Friday podcast this week is going to feature Shane Horgan and Paul Grayson, the former England out half, talking about the CJ Sander retirement and, of course, Ireland against England on the last weekend of the Six Nations. Grayson specifically is very good on the failure of our attack coach to put his imprint on the team.
I can't point to one thing and say, that's what they've changed. This is how they're... And probably the most significant improvement in their ability to attack is your tight head prop being fully fit again, because he's the conduit for so much of the... And that's kind of not how it should be, because he's got some other jobs to do. And that from the outside, I'm saying, you've taken on those English coaches wholeheartedly. I am yet to see an improvement in the way that Ireland are playing to say that this is the new dawn.
You said you don't see Mike Catt's fingerprints on Ireland's attack or Ireland's performance at any point yet. Interestingly, I do some work on Virgin with Ian McKinley, who said the same thing. He's worked with him in Italy. He really rates him. He said, this is not, I don't see the Mike Catt influence and the coaching that I was subjected to on this Irish team. So two things. What is Mike Catt's, that you know, Mike Catt's coaching philosophy? And why do you not think we have seen it so far? Because the problem for Catt is, if Ireland lose and lose badly and the attack doesn't perform, I can see, you know, him going underneath the bus.
Force of personality, I think. Andy Farrell is a dominant human being. He's the alpha. We're only guessing at what goes on behind closed doors. But I think back to some of the stories that came out of Saracens in the early days when Farrell was going head-to-head with Brendan Venter in training sessions about how they thought the game should be played when Farrell was still playing. And they pretty much agreed that from any set piece, it's a two up. You smash your 12 down the middle of the field. And those two went at it hammer and tongs in training, verbally and physically, to try and assert who was right, both making the same point. You look at Owen Farrell, how his personality and how dominant he is in that England setup. And Farrell was in Lancaster's setup. It might be tough for Catty sometimes to be heard.
Really interesting exchange, particularly in the light of Stuart Barnes being on recently, who also knows Mike Catt. And his take on Catt is essentially that he's very diligent and, you know, will leave no stone unturned and all that kind of stuff. But he didn't exactly seem to be gushing about the attacking game plan that he has up his sleeve. But in some ways, this is what Paul Grayson was talking more about Andy Farrell. I guess the implication is Andy Farrell needs to listen more to Mike Catt. What you can also take from that is, in some ways, it reflects worse on Catt, and that he, according to Grayson anyway, has good thoughts on how the game should be played, but not the force of personality to impress those thoughts upon the head coach, which is a bit of a concern.
Yeah, neither of those options fill me with massive optimism for the next couple of years in Irish rugby. If it's he's either one thing or the other, then... I think we're in a bad situation, regardless of the answer to that question. But.
Well, he mightn't be around for that much longer if what Shane had to say comes to fruition there, but we'll wait and see. Hopefully we just win and we play great attacking rugby at the weekend and we can all start looking forward together. All that is available for you on the World Service for only €5 a month plus VAT. And a new episode of the Snaid and Brano show, I should say as well. David Snaid and Kevin Brannigan talking about a new League of Ireland season that was in Thursday's football podcast. Thanks, Ciarán.
Thank you, Owen.
Thanks, everyone.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.